about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of your emails regarding Obamacare have asked me about the security aspect and what's been going on in the news with the security of the site. And, you know, I went and visited the healthcare.gov site again to see what was so, I guess, revealing. And I did have to put my date of birth. I had to put all my family's date of birth. I did not have to put my Social Security in there. I did have to put income, you know, or the lack of income that, you know, that I wish I had that I didn't have. Not that I expected to qualify for subsidies, but I tried not to put that in and it needed it. And so, as you're hearing now in the news that the government did not provide appropriate protection on this website, I'm not sure how much information had to be put if you qualified for subsidies. So, for me, the extent of it would be the birthdays of my family. I didn't have to put their names in, but I had to put the birthdays of the kids, and I had to reveal income. All right, which again, not a lot of zeros on that, so not a big deal. So I wasn't embarrassed about that. So I don't mind if anybody sees that per se. And, you know, also, I mean, how I look at it is the government already knows everything about us. Okay? I mean, we have no privacy at all. I can't tell you, though, what happens if you do, let's say, qualify for subsidies in the next step. From what I understand, you hit the button and it says if you qualify for subsidies or not, and then it gives you the new amount. If you have to go on and then sign up and purchase and all that, I've never gotten that far. I have not been able to purchase a plan or go that far on that website, so I have no idea of credit card information, etc. But absolutely, you do have to reveal your name. You do have to put your date of birth on there, and that can be pretty concerning. Now, on a different subject, one of you had written me about 6-7 months ago, upset about your doctor's paperwork. And how your doctor's paperwork mandated your date of birth, your address, your Social Security. And apparently your doctor wouldn't see you because you didn't disclose your date of birth and your Social Security. You wanted that private. Now, and you asked, why couldn't you just put your age? Your age was 47. Why couldn't that suffice? All the doctor really needs to know is your age, 47. Well, you know, when it comes to actually, you know, seeing a doctor, I've been told by my, you know, collection company, et cetera, to get as much information as possible, because if they have to fight with the insurance companies to get it paid, they need identity. They need date of birth, Social Security, et cetera. If for some reason somebody, you know, sees the doctor, doesn't pay, insurance doesn't pay, and they owe, the collection company can utilize the Social Security and a copy of the driver's license. So when you get turned away from a doctor's office because you don't give your Social Security, I would suggest, you know, to them, look, if you're paying cash and you're not going through insurance, you're paying cash for the visit and you want the privacy, then maybe they'll be convinced to still be able to see you without a Social Security number. And, you know, because remember, you have a lot of people out there that don't have Social Security numbers. They don't. They're not here legally, so they don't have a Social Security number. So I don't think not providing your Social Security number should prevent you from being seen. But if you're not paying the doctor and you're providing an insurance card and hoping that pays the visit, that's a whole other story. The doctor has every right to ask for your information because they need to be able to try to collect later. So that's, you know, and then in terms, of course, of the date of birth, you know, if we order labs, the laboratory wants your date of birth. That will not suffice, say you're 47 years old. I get that. For me, my purpose is whether you're 47 or 47 and a half, yeah, it matters because, like, let's say you're 49 and a half and you don't have to have your screening for your colonoscopy until you're 50. You know, it's like, you know, should I give you the order form because I'm not going to see you for a year? So, I mean, for me, I kind of like to know if you're at the half mark or the 3/4 mark. That's kind of important, especially like with Medicare. You know, I mean, if you're going to, if you don't have insurance, but you're going to be on Medicare 2 months, I could then maybe plan a little differently than if you're not going to be on Medicare for 11 months. But, you know, give the doctors, you know, cut them a little bit of slack. Because, I mean, if you're not paying them up front, then they don't really have to see you. They don't. Okay? You know, ERs have to see you. Okay, regardless of the county hospitals, they do, there's that law where, you know, no matter whether you pay, whether you're a legal citizen, et cetera, you get treatment for, and I'm very grateful for them being able to do that, even though that's changing and that's changing rapidly. Many hospitals will turn you away. In fact, one of my patients was turned away from one of the hospitals. He had had low platelets, and he had chosen a hospital he wanted to go to. So we faxed everything there because we thought he might need a transfusion, or we may need something stopping the platelets from being eaten up because we thought he might have been going into ITP, and he was turned away because he didn't have money up front. And it was very frustrating for him. And I hear that. But then again, remember, I mean, these companies, they have to stay open. You can only provide so much medication and IVs and staff, right, until the money runs out. So we're kind of in a different world now. You can't go in and get free care. And I strongly urge you, okay, to make sure you're saving up a little bit of money under your pillow, because I am getting more and more report and feedback that places that used to see you for free and then hope that they got paid later, they're not doing it. And they're asking for money up front. And they have to, because they're no good to anybody if their doors are closed and they're out of business. So it's a much different world. Now, you're needing to provide your social security number is something that does still kind of bother me. I don't like the idea of having to do that. But again, it's that's only for people that aren't paying the doctor when they see them. It's for them using their insurance card. Because if their insurance company is not covering them, then there has to be, I guess, as much information and identification for a collection company to be able to pursue that. And it's kind of a tough thing to say, right? It's not something I like talking about, but you need to know why these doctor's offices are adamant about having your information. Okay, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in news today, they're talking about an Ohio killer who was killed. He was executed, all right, but apparently they had run out of the usual medication they use for lethal injection, and they used something else, and it took as long as 15 minutes for him to die. So we're going to be talking about this and what they used. We're also going to be talking about how many people name their cars. I thought this was really, really cute. An article has come out on what people name their cars, all right, and many people still think of their car as a woman. Is it because she breaks down, or is it because she purrs? I don't know. We'll see. A study I couldn't talk about in the first hour is how many of our jobs at work are killing us and causing us to have cancer. And even if we get up and exercise, it may not help. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how, if I have time, this is interesting. There's a quote-unquote soft drink named Brainwave that is supposed to keep our brains healthy and prevent Alzheimer's. We'll talk about that and see if that's just a load of juice. And I didn't know what to say for that one. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Hopefully I'm a little bit more pithy on Twitter because you have less letters you could use. And then, of course, Facebook. Follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, apparently, Ohio inmate Dennis McGuire had gasped several times and took as long as 15 minutes to die Thursday during his execution by lethal injection. He was convicted in 1994 of the rape and murder of Joy Stewart. All right? The relatives were at Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville to witness the death. Apparently, McGuire's children and daughter-in-law were there, and his relatives, not the relatives of the victim, his relatives were watching, and they were very upset as they watched this for 15 minutes. The execution, I guess, had generated a lot of controversy. All right, Ohio, I guess, has been forced to find a new drug protocol after European-based manufacturers banned U.S. prisons from using their drugs in executions. Okay, one particular drug, pentobarbital, all right, I guess comes from a Danish-based company. The state used a combination instead of the drugs midazolam or Versed, which I've used in the hospital, and I'll tell you why, which is it's a sedative, it's a benzodiazepine, and the painkiller hydromorphone. Now, I'm interested to know at what doses and why it would it's kind of an interesting combination that they use. I mean, I've used Versed to relax a patient when I've had to pack his nose, when I had to intubate him, as well as using the propofol, because you would put propofol to have them you wanted them in a deep sleep and not shall we say, you know, moving. You didn't want their smooth muscle moving. You wanted to be able to intubate it. We would use Versed also to relax them before we would institute the propofol. And we would do that, routinely. And then I would use Versed to, if somebody dislocated their shoulder, you'd give them a little bit of Versed. They would, right as they're relaxing, boom, I could snap it back in. Because when they're tight and freaked out because of the pain, because it hurts, it wouldn't go. So we used Versed a lot. Never thought of it being used in the lethal injection setting. And then hydromorphone is a respiratory depressant because it's in the painkiller family. So basically it's a painkiller and a sedative. Now, this definitely brings to light how dangerous some of your cocktails at home are. If you're taking a painkiller and Valium and Xanax, et cetera, how, at too high a dose, this could definitely, inhibit your respiratory function. So from what I understand, because they couldn't get the European barbiturate, they used the non-barbiturate benzodiazepine midazolam. It's stronger than your Valiums and your Xanaxes and your Ativan, of course, and then the painkiller. Now, taking more than 15 minutes to die, that's a long time. And again, I'm not sure the dosing. I'm not sure what happened. Did he have some resistance to it? And by resistance, I don't mean like bacterial resistance. But it's very interesting. We do have a group of people or a population of people that just don't seem to react to Valium or marijuana. So it must be some genetic trait or something. And it's such that, you could give that to them and it just doesn't seem to affect them. Or they could smoke marijuana and they just don't seem to get high from it. And I'm wondering if he might have had that genetic variant. I don't know if they've actually discovered it, but it's been discussed that there are some people where it just doesn't work. Many of you have asked me about how to approach the dentist, where the dentist thinks, he gave you plenty of medicine and you still feel it. And you say, no, I need more. And you get so anxious that they're going to start drilling and doing a procedure on you because they think you're a quote-unquote drug seeker and they're not giving you more of the medication. Most dentists should understand that there are some people that just have a very high pain threshold and that they need more medication than usual. I've noticed that too. There's patients where I have to take a toenail out or I have to, numb them up to, take out a wound, etc. And it's like, I'm already 4 cc's in with, they're still saying they feel it. Now, it could also be, anticipatory apprehension. It could be they're just kind of nervous. Maybe they're feeling pressure, etc. And they jump. Maybe they're just very, mind does seem to take over, mind over matter. And so, you end up, anticipating and thinking you feel it when you don't actually feel it. So there could be a few other things, which is why the Versed many times is a very useful agent in the hospital because it relaxes you. And the relaxation and helping you let your guard down seems to be a something that then will allow, you know, the doctor to be able to proceed. So that's what's going on there. I don't know how much of a dose, why it didn't take, but for those of you seeing this story, I just wanted to kind of give you a little heads up on that. Okay, cars. Looks like one in five of us give our car a name. I have named my car. Unfortunately, it's not a name I could read on air. All right, and it's not a term of endearment, but I have named my car guilty as charged. So let's kind of take a look at some of the top names. They say one in four of these names begin with a B. So many people will call their car Baby, Betsy, Bessie, Black Beauty, or Betty. They say half of drivers think their car is either male or female. Now, I'm not saying half think it's male, half think it's female, but half of you driving out there think that your car has a sex to it. My car, I would probably say, is male. I'm not insulting it at all. It's just, it's because my boys, you know, I have a family of men, and it just smells of men, you know, and there's like dirty food. It just smells of old gym clothes, and it's very kind of manly. I always try to spray a little perfume in there, and the kids don't like that. Vast majority of women drivers identify their car as a female. Men seem to be more evenly split, okay? 55% think their car is a he, 45% call it a she. You know, like boats are always, you know, girl, you know, looked at as a girl type of thing. Yeah. They say car owners who were younger, age 18 to 34, twice as likely to name their car than those older. All right. So does your car have a name or not? I wish I could tell you what I've named my cars. But, you know, I think it's kind of cool. You know, some of us really spend a lot of time in our car. I think it's kind of endearing that you guys would have a name for it. I don't think a lot of people would reveal the name because if it's, you know, an ex-girlfriend, okay, you know, and they, you know, that's kind of their time where they kind of think about their ex-girlfriend, they're not going to bring it up to the wife. So if, ladies, you ask your man what they're naming their car, you're probably not going to get, you know, a true account. Let's say they can't stand the car, but they decide to name their car after your mother. That could be another problem. So I would just kind of avoid the subject at all costs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, my car is Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOCDALI. So women who sit down all day are a fifth more likely to get cancer if that's their job where they sit all day. We know that we, all of us, men, women, are more at risk for heart attack, colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, the more we sit. Okay, our bodies were never designed to sit. We, you know, for long periods of time, we were designed to hunt. We were designed to gather. We were designed to cook, squat. We were designed to squat, by the way. We're supposed to pee and poop by squatting. This whole idea of actually sitting on a throne came later. I think it was 17th century. I mean, we earlier did start to have toilets, I think, like, I don't know, maybe 15th century, maybe 16th century, but it wasn't widespread until later. Don't go away. I want to talk more about this study. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I really appreciate you all tuning in. And you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So what makes this study different than all the others is we've been talking about how, all right, you can't do a sit-down job at work, all right, because those of you that do a sit-down job at work, if you don't exercise, you're going to be obese and sitting down, we find more links to cancer because of, you know, lack of activity and maybe insulin resistance and, you know, hormones and a whole variety of things. But we figured that for those of us that may have sedentary jobs, if we're working out, right, maybe 3-4 hours a week, right, or getting a workout in, maybe an hour a day at home, et cetera, we are going to negate the bad effects of work. This is the first study of its kind saying no, just the fact that you're sitting all day is enough to kill you. I guess it's one of the biggest studies of its kind looking at 93,000 postmenopausal Americans. And it showed those with a lot of sedentary time, like sitting and resting, but obviously not sleeping, died earlier than their more active colleagues. Okay? They say women who clocked up to more than 11 hours daily were 12% more likely to die prematurely from all causes compared to those who would sit at their desk for only 4 hours. They said it also increased your risk of dying by coronary heart disease, cancer, cardiovascular disease. Now, again, this was a study only in women, but I'm assuming with men that there would probably be a similar study. It's just they're only talking about women because this was a study done in women. All right. But, I mean, a lot of us now have desk jobs. You know, being in front of the computer. It's something that, I mean, I never thought I would be. I mean, I'm a doctor and I'm running around seeing patients and more I'm in front of a computer. Now, true, I do a radio show, so I sit and do the radio show. I have to prep for my show. I do a lot of writing and, you know, so I understand you have to sit for that, but I always try to get up every 30 minutes so I don't just sit there and have all that pressure on my back and my coccyx and on the hemorrhoids. And so I keep moving. Some offices are trying to change by having you have these desks where you walk, I guess, you know, at your desk, like a treadmill desktop. Maybe some people are having meetings where you're standing or you're kind of walking around the room. I mean, I know people, I mean, you know, we've been doing business for years. What blows my mind is we've been, you know, we've had offices and office meetings and secretaries and, you know, people working at their desk for years. It's just now the obesity problem is such an issue when we've been able to diagnose cancer quicker and more readily and people are living longer that we're finding that our jobs where most of our lives waking hours are at, right, could be a bigger culprit. So what do you do if you have the type of job where you have to sit? Okay, I mean, maybe what we need to do is come up with a little yoga or stretch session. I know some of you guys are like, say, what? I go, no, wait a second, because a lot of my truckers out there, they got to get up and stretch their feet. You know, our truckers that drive 14-hour shifts, okay? Maybe we got to have you guys pull it over, and we need you to, you know, walk around a little bit, shake it off, you know, stretch. We probably have to do that at the office, too. Where at the top of every hour, everybody stops and stretches, et cetera. And the funny thing is, you know, some people will say, no, because then people are going to take a break. They're going to screw around. They're going to talk. And work's going to get interrupted. And 5 minutes before the anticipated break, people are going to stop working. I mean, I get that. You know, I have an office like that, too, where, you know, right before it's break time, there's all this prep before their break. Then they go on break, and then coming back from break, you know, they talk about what happened on their break. So I understand. I understand how that really can kind of break things up, and I get that. But then on the flip side, sometimes stretching out, you know, getting your stretch going, just walking around the desk, shaking it off for about 15, 20 seconds, that may be just all we need. And, you know, I know it kind of sounds ridiculous, but if we really are seeing people at sit-down jobs die, you know, you would think roofers, construction workers, they would be more at risk because they could fall. You would think if you're at your desk, you're safe. Plus, you could hide under the desk. I mean, you would think that, you know, desk folk would be safer. My being a doctor, I run around all day seeing patients when I'm off air, so I do have that movement. But at night, I mean, I sit and I stay put. I mean, I work out in between. So I think it's something that all of us need to kind of look at, you know, this get moving sort of idea that Michelle Obama put out there. I mean, she has a right about that. We do need to get moving, all right? And we do need to kind of move it. We need to shake it up. You know, another thing you could also do is, you know, maybe have some music in the background where you're kind of, you know, moving to the music and kind of another one bites the dust. You just kind of rock it a little bit. If you're moving to some music at your desk, I'm okay with that, with you kind of bouncing up and down and moving around. I am also interested to see what this could have in terms of an effect on your back. But I got to tell you something. You know, I don't do yoga. I've done a little bit of yoga every now and then when I'll go with a friend. But, you know, the one thing that I am I'm really fascinated by is how it incorporates the stretching. Okay, we just don't stretch. And, you know, how many problems could be alleviated if we just had proper stretching technique? So I think maybe we just got to get up and stretch and do that. And if you need a note from your doctor so you don't get fired, do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as predicted, Best Buy and many companies are going to start seeing some issues when it comes to them being the monopoly that they are. Now, I don't want to use the word monopoly, but the force, the formidable force that they are in electronics, where, you know, we're hearing the news that Best Buy did not really have a happy holiday season. from what we understand, that I believe they didn't have a very good year this Christmas time. Now, I don't really know the numbers, and I'm not really interested in the numbers, but this is something that's kind of important for us to watch. As people are talking about Best Buy's quote-unquote unhappy holiday season, this is something we have been seeing for a while, because Amazon is, I guess, you know, threatening so many of these companies indirectly by offering the lower prices, okay? I can't tell you how often I will go to Amazon rather than go into a department store. And, you know, people have for years been joking about how Best Buy is a showcase. Best Buy, by the way, I love the store. I think Best Buy and the way they have it built, the way they have everything on display, the way they have people there to help you, I think is phenomenal. It is. I'm very, very comfortable going to a Best Buy store. And I usually buy gift cards for Best Buy because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the company. But what ends up happening is people kind of play around, fiddle, and then they look at the Best Buy price. Then they go home and they see if they could get it cheaper online. Well, of course you could get it cheaper online. Many things you could get cheaper online because, remember, Best Buy has to pay for their big buildings. They have to pay for their showcases. They have to pay for the staff that explain and teach you about the electronic gadgets. Then you go home and you purchase something online or you purchase through Amazon. So what's going to end up happening is companies like Best Buy or these department stores may not be able to hold a candle and even compete with online shopping. Now, as a consumer, this may rock at first. We may be like, oh, this is awesome. Okay? All right? It shows people that you got to be cheaper, that you got to be inexpensive. You can't crank up the price for an Xbox One. And you need to allow us to, choose the cheapest price. All you have to do is hit a button now on your Google Shopping. All you have to do is hit a button. You can compare the prices where you hit the cheapest and you go from there. And if somebody is just one penny cheaper, they'll probably get more clicks. It's amazing. You know, of course, I wait and I look at free shipping. I also see if I get a coupon code. So I have shopped more online than I ever have. Okay, but if these department stores do close, and I don't know if you'd call it an electronics store, but still, people shopping for clothes online. I bought my first pair of boots online. I didn't realize how easy it was. They make it easy. I always thought you had to go clothes shopping, you had to try it on, etc. Well, now they make it easy. You get to try it on. If you don't like it, you send it back. Now, luckily, I didn't have to send them back. The boots worked, but still. So as we move toward this more electronic age, okay, people don't have to get off their butts. Okay, they could just sit there and shop. And if these stores close, now you have all this commercial real estate open, unemployment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They call it a soft drink that'll help prevent Alzheimer's. Really? It comes in mango flavor, pineapple flavor, jasmine flavor, and I guess it's supposed to keep our quote-unquote brains sharp and healthy and reduce the chances of developing Alzheimer's. Apparently, brainwave, I guess it comes from brainwavedrinks.com. I guess they recently commissioned a review of independent and published scientific research into the relationship between green tea intake and cognitive health. And they found a positive relationship between drinking green tea, all right, as a way to improve your cognition and lessen cognitive decline. Okay? Now, the other ingredients are supposed to help the body absorb the optimal amount of green tea, which is why they think they have some scientific evidence that that could then, I guess, be used as a medicine to prevent Alzheimer's, or not a medicine, as a drink. All right? Again, you know, we still need a lot more data. I mean, I always get a little nervous okay, when, you know, somebody claims, you know, when these companies claim that they could do things that, you know, seem kind of impossible to prove. I mean, somebody would have to be on that drink for, let's say, 40 years, and then we have to see if it really did prevent Alzheimer's, but they have to sell the product now. So, in theory, they think because of the green tea aspect that they could claim that it's helping. And then if that's the case, then why not just drink green tea? But I got to tell you, I mean, if it looks like it's yummy, and, I mean, look, I'd rather you be drinking that than soda pop, you know. But remember, we talked about yesterday how green tea could interfere with your blood pressure medication. So if you're taking a beta blocker, so if you're taking a beta blocker and you're drinking green tea, well, that could be an issue. So, it's frustrating because these things are happening to us, and we don't want to sit here and let them happen. And in addition to us wanting to put up a good fight, we also want to make money in the process. So you have companies that want to make money, and you go like, you know, are they really, really looking at helping us? I mean, did they really, really find something that helps us? Or are they capitalizing on an idea or a theory and, you know, being able to take advantage of that? So I would say for right now, it's interesting, but no, it's not something I'm going to heavily promote because I don't see the data. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kind of a very interesting study has come out saying that primary care doctors are reluctant to prescribe antidepressants for teenage patients, even with severe depression. They said that researchers found that those who were more knowledgeable about depression, and especially those who could consult with an on-site mental health expert, were more likely to prescribe as opposed to the primary care. So they looked at 58 pediatricians, all right, pediatric primary care providers. Most were doctors, but some were nurse practitioners and other professionals. And the study participants were given these hypothetical situations describing two 15-year-old girls with depression. One met the criteria for moderate depression, but the other was severe depression. Neither were suicidal. All right. And then they were asked to do their initial treatment. Only a quarter said they would prescribe antidepressants for the girl. Only a third said they would do it for the ones with severe depression. Now, this isn't the biggest study. All right. But, you know, current guidelines say, look, teens with moderate to severe depression should be treated as well as having some cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, therapy where it's kind of talk, you know, where they, you know, talk you through and you're able to kind of, you know, look at how you're looking at something and, you know, is that a good approach for you to look at something? Should you be bummed about it all day? What could you do so you aren't bummed about it all day? Cognitive therapy is one of my favorite therapies. I wish I was trained even more in it because I would love to do cognitive therapy sessions with a lot of my patients. All right. And 90% of the practitioners said they would refer the girl with severe depression to a psychiatrist. Good. Okay. 60% would do so with the one with moderate depression. Now, what that means is many of us primary care doctors don't want to take it on. We would rather get a specialist involved. Now, is it because we're not trained well enough? Or is it because of the liability? Now, I was trained on how to start a teenager on an antidepressant. It wasn't much. I think it was a 15-minute session, to be honest, of all the work I had to do, you know, in medical school, you know, drowning victims, meningitis, lumbar puncture, pediatric diabetes, moms that don't want to vaccinate, children with pertussis, with all the things I remember back in my days. I remember being discussed at one point, you know, and taught how to start a child on an antidepressant. Yet I was taught that if this is not something I feel like I'm comfortable with, to make sure we have the specialist involved. Now, the specialist I then chose to do some training with, which was a child psychiatrist. And the child psychiatrist that I trained, and she was phenomenal, but she no longer practices in Las Vegas. She had moved. You know, it was more, dealing with attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. There was a couple depression patients, but again, I saw how the psychiatrist treated them. Now, when you're being trained for primary care, not only are you trained by other primary care providers, but you are trained by the specialists. See what the specialists do, teach what the primary care doctor, how to, you know, package the patient up before they go to a specialist, or how to prevent the patient from needing a specialist by, you know, already doing most of the workup. And so, you know, you learn a lot, but I never felt comfortable at all. Never. Now, why this is such an important thing to talk about is as we see what happened with James Holmes's psychiatrist, okay, there's all this now scrutiny and criticism of how James Holmes, who was the Aurora, Colorado theater shooter, all right, alleged shooter, right, okay, where was the doctor? What did the doctor do? I think her name was Fenton, Dr. Fenton. Could she have stopped it? And as soon as this happened, okay, immediately, because remember, whenever something happens, when there's death and destruction and grieving, there's always the anger phase. And with the anger phase, we look to blame. Okay? And a lot of us, when we're angry, we look to blame. So, yes, you could blame him, but is there anybody else you could blame and channel your anger to? So people start to channel it towards the psychiatrist. Now, many of us in primary care, we got really, really nervous, and we are on edge waiting to see what medications this particular person was on. Because when you have patients in primary care that can't afford to go to the psychiatrist, and or they don't have insurance coverage, or they just don't have the deductible, they go to you for their medicines. And then we have to make a decision, do we treat beyond what we really, really feel comfortable for so they have some sort of treatment, or do we not treat half-assed and don't touch it? Because if you treat half-assed, that could cause problems. And so a lot of us primary care doctors are like, oh my gosh, do we need to go back to school and train, or do we not want the liability? If one of our patients decides to go and shoot up a school or shoot up a theater, is the media and everybody going to come down on us and want our license taken away? Do we just not want to deal with it? And I am finding more and more primary care doctors saying, I'm not touching this. It's beyond my scope. Because if, God forbid, something goes wrong, everybody's going to be after me. And so this is what we're starting to see with teenagers. And the problem we're having is many people are not going to get treated. I understand that it's very, very difficult to get in with a psychiatrist, and it's very difficult to pay for one. This is some scary stuff. So if your doctor is not really trained, do you want that person treating you because you can't get in with a psychiatrist? You know, which is better, treatment halfway or no treatment at all? Remember, okay, you know, many, many illnesses should at least receive some sort of treatment. But if somebody is not maintaining their treatment because they don't like it and they go off of it, the rebound mood swing could be deathly. Deadly. So this is something we're going to have to visit again on another hour. Stay tuned. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.